In high school, you met somebody.
Yes.
By the name of?
Fred Harris.
Fred Harris. And didn't he run your campaign for Turkey Queen?
Yes, and I lost. I held it against him.
It was the first of many campaigns that the two of you were involved in. You were married out of high school or shortly?
Yes, right out of high school. His folks lived in Lawton. And I had come up from Walters and catch a bus and come up, and my mother would drive me out to his folks' farmhouse. And then he would catch a ride and come down, and that's how we kept up our relationship for so long. And then decided, well, this is not going to work. Let's get married. So we did.
Are you close in age?
Yes. He's just months older, let's see. He's November and I'm in February.
Okay, so basically the same age.
Mm-hmm.
You get married, and then what happens? Fred goes to school?
Well, he went to college. See, he was a year ahead of me. I had a period of living with a great aunt and my sister in Bethany. So I spent the summer with my sister, and then I stayed and went to school at Putnam City. And I dated the student body president.
Oh.
So when I went to Walters, the war was over, everybody was coming home. I went back to Walters, and my aunt and I went to school there in Walters. I asked her, I said, well, who's the student body president? And she said, Freddie Ray, standing over there. And I said, oh. He impressed me. He told me he had a job at the Walters Herald and that he had cattle, had two cows, and he was a chicken judger. He showed me his ribbons. I was so impressed. He had won so many ribbons for different kinds of chickens that he showed. That impressed me. And he was a big FFA scholar, and he won a prize for his speech in high school. The FFA teacher and his wife invited me to go. He had to speak in Dallas for the regional, and he won the regional, but lost the national.
You were talking about Fred all the time here.
Yes, he always said he's going to be a lawyer. So when we decided we're going to get married, he was already a year in college. So we went to OU. We were housed in one of the houses where, after the war was over, the returning military. It was pretty skimpy, little trailer type house. That was a little bigger than that and had a communal bathroom, but did have laundry rooms right across from the stadium. It was really kind of exciting. He was working as a printer. I got a job working in the library, did that for a long time until we had our child. And then I babysit for the military children that were in our compound. Then they closed that down and built something for the athletic department. And we went and rented rooms off of a floral shop. We made a deal with her that if we did some work for her, she would discount the rent. We really wanted funerals because she really needed help for funerals to put the flowers arrangements all together. We thought that was really weird of us to do that. My daughter went to nursery school, and then a woman who worked at the nursery school said that she was taking four of those young children to her farmhouse right outside of town. And would I be interested? I said, yes. I asked my daughter because she wasn't really happy where she was at. So this turned out to be just great. She was so wonderful and just had all this great care. Fred and I both working. And of course, he was so smart. He was a straight A student and top in his class. And everybody came to study at our house because of Fred's notes and having discussions. Even in law school, it was the same way. So I always said we went to college because I was exposed to all of that. And then he would try out some of his theories or what he learned in anthropology or about the trees. And he would tell me what the leaves were, and I would help memorize them too. So he could go through that before he had his examinations.
You knew the material as much as he did.
Yes,
when he went out
exactly.
To take his test. What year are we talking about approximately when he was at OU?
It was late 40s, I think.
Okay, so this time period is the late 40s
yes.
That we're talking about. Then Fred graduates from OU. How does he decide to run for the state legislature?
One of the lawyers who went to law school with him, they were going to start a law firm. Then he got drafted for the Korean War. His partner did, but Fred, because he had a child, wasn't recruited. So we went to Lawton, and he started with a law firm that was already organized real well. They were great people, and they certainly helped me socially get acquainted in the community. But we did all the things that you're supposed to do when you become a citizen of a community. He joined a club, which is totally unlike him, but he got a lot out of it, Elks Club. And then I joined an older women's group. Lawton Women's Forum. That was what the organization was called. They kind of took me under their wing, too, because they didn't have young people in. And we joined the Historical Society, and we lowered the average age of the board to 60 years because we were so young. But they were so pleased because we were interested. Then, of course, we saw a lot of my folks. In our first house, my mother was about two blocks from us, and my in-laws, Fred's folks, were more than five blocks away. The children grew up with family all the time.
Let's name your children.
Okay, Catherine is the eldest. Catherine Cornell Peden, and Byron Harris.
And then
Laura.
And Laura works with you now.
Yes.
Doesn't she? Mm-hmm. So Fred is...
You asked me about how did he get interested. Well, when we went to Lawton, then he was starting his law practice. Our state senator died. By that time, we'd been there about a year. There was a lot of talk who was going to run. The state representative announced that he would. So Fred was talking to his law firm and our banker who had become a social friend, and they said, why don't you run, Fred? Because he was a big Democrat, head of the Democratic Party and the student at OU. His dear friend was head of the Republican Party, and they would have a little radio show and talk about the state legislature. So he had that kind of reputation before he left school. So they encouraged him to run, and he did. And won that seat in the state legislature. He had lived there a long time and was well known, but something about the way we campaigned worked.
It was a team, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You were out there working.
Yeah.
This jumped out at me. They referred to the two of you as Freddie and the Indian.
That's,
did you take that all right?
Or yes, not? I took it all right. It was an older state senator. He was trying to be affectionate. He was just so burly, eastern Oklahoma guy, a kind of rough cowboy-looking kind of guy. And so when Fred was elected, of course, we had been so close all through law school and going to a new community, and now he was doing this. He would say, come up to the legislature. He was so wise. He had studied all about what was required of a senator, and he was the youngest senator that had served at the time. So Don Baldwin, who was the president of the Senate, asked him to share a common living room at the hotel. They both had rooms and then had a sitting room. He would invite me up at that. I could sit in a chair by his desk. And it was fascinating. And then his committees, he wanted me to come hear his committees. So I would find a babysitter. I had great aunts who would come and babysit for me who lived in Cache, and they'd love to come and take care of the kids. I would go and stay a couple of days. I was the only wife that did that. I was the only woman around, and they all came to see Don Baldwin because he had so much political power. It was during the dry days of Oklahoma, and they would bring some alcohol. So I would mix drinks and act as a hostess to their little common living room. So it would be time to go to dinner. This big old senator said, well, why don't we ask Freddie and the Indian go have dinner, take them out to dinner. So we'd go to dinner, and some of the younger senators said, quit bringing your wife around all the time. But he became dependent on me to interpret people for him. So that's what I did. I would sit around and listen, and I was very comfortable, and they would be comfortable with me, became comfortable with me. They weren't accustomed to it. But they took me in, and we would go and have dinner when I was up there and do something with them. I love the state senate. I just really liked it. It was so intimate.
Right.